from KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm Lily Jamali. The 19-year-old man who San Diego authorities say opened fire on a synagogue in Poway has pleaded not guilty to 5 felony charges, including murder as a hate crime. He's accused of killing 60-year-old Chabad of Poway congregant Lori Kay and trying to kill 3 others. Here's San Diego Deputy District Attorney Leonard Trin, who said in court that the crime was caught on surveillance video.
The evidence indicated that the defendant fired 8 to 10 rounds before the rifle appeared to jam or malfunction.
Prosecutors are also charging the suspect with setting a fire at a mosque in the nearby city of Escondido last month. In Sacramento, the city's main teachers union says it's planning a one-day strike again for later this month. The Sacramento City Teachers Union staged a similar action in April. Unlike L.A. and Oakland, teachers in the Sacramento City School District already had a contract when they hit the picket line. That contract was hammered out in 2017, but Union President David Fisher says the district is violating its terms.
Since then, the district has committed more than 30 unfair labor practice charges, and its refusal to honor agreement has the potential to create a new wave of unrest across the country.
Teachers had agreed to a different health insurance plan, which saved the district money. The dispute stems from how to spend it. Teachers wanted to go towards reducing class sizes and hiring more support staff. The district wants to help plug a deficit. Well, a new study out Tuesday tallies the cost of failing to treat mental health issues, which are the most common complication of pregnancy. It turns out only half of women with postpartum depression ever get treatment. KQED's April Domboski has that.
Researchers commissioned by the California Healthcare Foundation followed mothers and their children from pregnancy through age 5. They found the cost of not treating moms with mood disorders is $14.2 billion nationwide. In California, it's $2.4 billion. The foundation's Stephanie Telicki calls this the cost of doing nothing.
We say we value family often, but our policies and our system is not set up to support women. This study and what it highlights is that there is a price to be paid in money and in humanity for not doing that.
The financial costs are borne mainly by employers and the healthcare system. 60% are related to the mother, mainly productivity losses from missing work or making mistakes at work. The remaining costs are related to the child. Babies with depressed mothers are more likely to be born prematurely. And in childhood, they're at higher risk for anxiety, ADHD, and behavioral problems. For the California Report, I'm April Domboski.
The Catholic Diocese of Sacramento has released the names of more than 40 priests accused of sexually abusing about 130 victims going back to the 1950s. Meanwhile, in Fresno, the diocese there is reviewing its own personnel records as a new bishop prepares to take over tomorrow. But in a bid to ensure transparency, Central Valley prosecutors are launching an audit of that review after new allegations surfaced last month. Madera County District Attorney Sally Moreno spoke with KQED's Alex Hall.
Moreno says Central Valley prosecutors will look through the diocesan files to verify that all relevant records are turned over to law enforcement and all cases that can still be prosecuted are. So far, 7 district attorney's offices have signed on.
The Catholic Church as a whole, they don't have at this point the credibility to carry forward this kind of an investigation on their own and for the population, the people, to have confidence that they're doing what's right.
In recent weeks, 2 adult men accused a Bakersfield priest, Monsignor Craig Harrison, of sexual misconduct back when they were teenagers. Questions surfaced about why the diocese took an entire weekend to report the allegations to law enforcement.
I think they understand that they need help demonstrating that they're being transparent. And if they're not being transparent, then we're there to expose that.
Dan McNevin is with the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests. He says this kind of oversight will serve California's 10 million Catholics.
Bishops have been hiding those who did the abuse. You can't get to the root until you get into the files.
Moreno says she'll be meeting with Fresno's new bishop soon after he is installed. For the California Report, I'm Alex Hall in Fresno.
Well, homeowners waiting for earthquake retrofits under a state program are stuck in limbo. This as federal funding for the program called Brace and Bolt is tied up in red tape. KQED science editor Craig Miller says that's putting thousands of retrofits on hold.
Every year, the California Earthquake Authority doles out grants of up to $3,000 for homeowners to have their houses retrofit for earthquakes. This crew in East Oakland is doing the typical fix, bolting the wood frame to the foundation and bracing the crawlspace framing with plywood. Usually the program is state-funded, but this year the $6 million in funding was supposed to come from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Supposed to.
We're still waiting.
Glenn Pomeroy is CEO of the California Earthquake Authority. He says FEMA wants to see floor plans, which most homeowners don't have, or schedule site inspections to ensure that the work won't affect any historical value the house might have. In the meantime, retrofits for the 2,000 homeowners already approved for the program have been on hold for about 4 months.
I don't blame them for being frustrated, because we were hoping that we'd be providing the reimbursements for people to be retrofitting their homes already by now. Instead, we're waiting for the funds to be released so we can turn the switch.
FEMA spokesman Frank Mansell says his agency's bound by federal law to do these historic preservation reviews before releasing any money, a process he admits, in this case, isn't ideal.
This, as you can imagine, is, given the number of structures involved, unwieldy at best.
It also appears the retrofits would have to be approved and funded one house at a time. The state's Office of Historic Preservation is in talks with federal officials to find some kind of shortcut, which allegedly could be in place sometime in May. Tired of waiting, the state has developed a partial workaround and will use state money to get the program rolling while the FEMA funds remain hamstrung. But it will only cover about half the homes registered in the program. In the meantime, you know, that next significant earthquake could be tomorrow.
Yes.
For the California Report, I'm Craig Miller.
Let's head to Silicon Valley now, where former techies are crafting second careers for themselves as tech activists, urging companies to make their products less addictive. Phone addiction has become a full-on crisis, with detox camps and phone apps designed to stop us from looking at other phone apps. KQED's Zoe Schiffer explores the latest of these manifestos.
The Center for Humane Technology, a nonprofit focused on righting the wrongs of the tech industry, has unveiled a new agenda to help tech companies prioritize their users' well-being over their constant attention.
And so that's the premise here, is that we actually have to have humane technology that's first aware of human frailties. And that's a whole different kind of design. It's like a magician's view of a human mind instead of a economist's view of a human mind.
Whatever that means. That's director Tristan Harris. He helped lead the time well spent movement that prompted Google and Facebook to release screen time features, so we all know how many hours we spent on Instagram.
And instead of saying, hey, let's just let people just compete for attention, let's change the currency. Let's make the currency something closer to time well spent, or what will help people move their lives closer to their values.
And how might we change that currency? Well, through subscriptions, for one.
But right now, what are we getting for free? We're getting social isolation for free. We're getting downgraded attention spans for free. We're getting mental health problems for free. So free is the most expensive business model that we've ever created.
Harris also announced a new podcast and a humane tech conference in 2020. And while his intentions seem good, it's unclear how we're going to get people to pay for something they once got for free, or how listening to yet another podcast will change the trajectory of the tech industry. Artist and Stanford professor Jenny O'Dell, the author of the book called How to Do Nothing, says she, for one, doesn't buy it.
Things like time well spent, while they very well may free up time for someone and that probably be helpful for them, doesn't touch assumptions like time is money and doesn't touch the idea that a life can be optimized.
O'Dell has a really simple solution to the tech crisis. Stop looking at screens and get outside. For the California Report, I'm Zoe Schiffer.
Support for the California Report comes from Collective Health. Learn more about how competitive companies are taking charge of their healthcare investment at collectivehealth.com/HBR. Paint Care. Through Paint Care, paint manufacturers make it easier for households and businesses to recycle leftover house paint, with over 800 convenient drop-off locations around California. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose Fund for Strategic Innovation supports transformative ideas that benefit humanity while protecting the natural world, recognizing through science the interdependence of all living systems.
And finally, it's a sight you have to see to believe. A sea lion in the back of a California Highway Patrol car sticking his head out the window. No, it wasn't trouble with the law. The sea lion somehow stumbled onto Highway 101 near the San Francisco airport and got stuck. CHP says the sea lion appears uninjured and he is as cute as ever. Too bad there aren't any photos. I kid, of course there are photos. Check them out on our Twitter page, @CalReportTweets. And that's the California Report for this Wednesday, May 1st, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Lily Jamali. Have a great day, everyone.